There is a book no one speaks of. It holds the names, the places, the creatures. Things buried, sealed, forgotten. But page by page, it opens again. This is the Book of the Forgotten. Chapter 1. Skinwalker. They walk in stolen skin. The desert at night is not silent. It breathes, it watches, it remembers. There is a road that cuts through the Navajo lands in northern Arizona. Just dirt and dust, and the kind of silence that feels like it's listening. They say if you drive that road after midnight, the desert changes. You see things you shouldn't. A man once told his grandson a story. Not because he wanted to, but because the boy needed to understand what fear really was. It was winter, 1973. Cold and dry. The wind burned your skin, pulling the warmth from your bones. The man was herding his sheep near the jagged rock formations, half lost in thought, when he noticed the animals were restless, pacing, wide-eyed. Their coats trembled in the wind, and they refused to move beyond a certain point, as if an invisible line had been drawn in the sand. He circled the property with a flashlight in one hand and a rifle in the other, the beam cutting through the pitch-black night. Then he saw it, something hunched low by the rocks. Its form shifted just beyond the light's edge. Not a coyote, not a man. Something unnatural. Its eyes, too large, too round, caught the beam and shimmered like mirrors. It moved fast, a blur, unnaturally fast, not a sound on the sand. He lifted the rifle instinctively, but it was already gone, melting into the night like a shadow that never belonged. He stood there, heart pounding, staring into the dark until the flashlight flickered, then dimmed to nothing, leaving him alone in a silence that now felt heavier than before. That night, he couldn't sleep. Every board creaked louder than it should. Even the wind sounded wrong, like breathing from something too big to see. He locked the door. Shut every window, stuffed blankets under the gaps. He placed salt at the thresholds, like his grandmother once taught him. And around 2 in the morning, he heard scratching. Slow, deliberate, at the back door. A rhythm that didn't sound like any animal he knew. A rhythm that felt intentional, like knocking without knuckles. He didn't move, barely breathed. The scratching stopped. Then, a voice. His wife's voice, calling his name, but she wasn't there. She'd been with family in Shiprock for days. The voice kept calling, gentle, calm, as if she were right outside the door. But he knew better. He waited until sunrise. When he opened the door, no footprints, only long, claw-like drag marks in the dust. That morning, one of his sheep was dead in the sand, torn apart. Next to it, footprints, barefoot, human, but twisted like the bones inside didn't belong there. The prints led nowhere, No sign of how it came or left. Later that day, he found his dog shaking, hiding beneath the house. When he pulled him out, the dog whimpered. On its back, a single, long, clean cut, as if made by a knife. A week later, the man left the land, never looked back. But sometimes when the wind hits his door at night, he still hears her voice, and he doesn't dare move. Long ago, they say, there were medicine men and women, healers, who served their people with knowledge and care. But some became obsessed with darker power. They turned away from balance and chose to break the most sacred laws. The first skinwalkers were once human, but they performed forbidden rituals, rituals that required them to kill a loved one, often a sibling or parent. In doing so, they tore their spirit apart. That's what allowed the transformation. They wanted to become something else, something that couldn't be hurt, couldn't be killed, something free from human weakness. And in return, they gave up their soul. Skinwalkers can take the form of animals, wolves, coyotes, birds, even insects. But that's only part of it. They can imitate voices, mimic those you love, trick you into trust. Their goal isn't just to survive, it's to spread fear, to cause confusion, to unmake what is natural. They walk the land to remind us, not everything wearing a face has a heart behind it. And if you ever look into their eyes, you'll know you've seen something wrong. Something that remembers being human, but no longer is. In Utah, near Ballard, there's a notorious ranch. Some say it's cursed. Others say it's a gateway to something else. Locals just call it Skinwalker Land. Lights in the sky, black figures at the edge of the fields, voices in the trees calling your name. One man saw a massive wolf, taller than his truck. He fired three times. No blood, no sound. The creature just stared. Then it turned and walked away, as if it smiled. Another man heard his dead sister's voice outside. She'd been gone for years. The voice sounded right. Tone, words, everything. But something was off, empty, like it spoke the language, but not the meaning. They say a skinwalker can't enter your home unless invited. But maybe he doesn't have to. If he becomes someone you trust, you'll open the door yourself. Another chapter ends, but the echoes stay behind. Because stories never truly die. They just wait to be remembered. But what comes next is already written.
Musik macht Menschen unsterblich, aber hinter dem Glanz der Bühne beginnt die Dunkelheit. Machtmissbrauch, Gier, Lügen und Geschichten, die nie ans Licht kommen sollten.
And the shock news this morning is that ex-Beatle John Lennon has been shot dead in New York.
The singer Amy Winehouse has been found dead in her North London flat.
Tatort, Musik, Sex, Crime und Rock'n'Roll.
Hallo, ich bin Malte Asmus und in Tatort Musik, Sex, Crime and Rock'n'Roll gehe ich solchen Geschichten nach. Wir erzählen von den wahren Skandalen der Musikindustrie, von Machtspielen hinter goldenen Schallplatten, von zerstörerischen Beziehungen, von Geld, das Karriere macht und Leben ruiniert. Von Amy Winehouse bis Kurt Cobain, von Betrug und Korruption bis zu Gewalt und Mord.
Shakur was shot 4 times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas.
Wir rekonstruieren, was wirklich geschah und fragen, wer trägt eigentlich die Schuld, wenn Ruhm gefährlich wird? Tatort Musik, Sex, Crime and Rock'n'Roll. Wahre Skandale, echte Verbrechen, Geschichten über Ruhm, Rausch und den Preis dafür, alles zu wollen. Abonniert Tatort Musik am besten schon jetzt im Podcatcher eurer Wahl und folgt uns auch bei TikTok und Instagram. Alle Links findet ihr selbstverständlich in den Shownotes. Wir hören uns.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts aus der weiten Welt der Musik findest du auf meinmusikpodcast.de. Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.